Micro from Sam Palafian and Frank Vignola off the 1993 release Travelin' Light. That's the opening track, and that is the opening track for the show tonight. And I am joined by my very special guest, Jim Scheer, in celebration of the sadly late, great Sam Palafian.
Yeah, we lost Sam last week, and it was just it's a tragic loss for the whole music world, and, of course, especially for my community as low brass players. You know, we all loved him, and he was a mentor to all of us. And so this seemed like the one good thing we could do here in Las Cruces. Let's do a little tribute show.
Let's celebrate with some incredible music. How'd you meet Sam?
I met Sam in the early 1990s. I actually had just finished my doctorate and still kind of had some gaps in my playing. And he was on tour with Empire Brass in El Paso. And I caught up with him and took a few lessons. And he was great. He was amazing to work with. He invited me, come out to ASU whenever you need to. So over the next 10 years or so, I would go out on a regular basis and work with him. And he had a full studio of students. Pat Sheridan, who we'll meet in just a little bit, another tuba player, professional, had relocated to Tempe. And the two of them started working together in duo and doing a lot of educational stuff. And I was there when they were sort of building the brass gym and what's called the breathing gym. These are educational packets that they built. And so I was kind of part of the guinea pig test run for all of that stuff. So it was just a great time in my life to get to associate with him. And he was just a brilliant, brilliant teacher for me. It really helped me put together the last little things in my playing that I needed to fix.
So, okay. Yeah. So a mentor, a friend.
Absolutely.
Would you call yourself a peer to him?
No, absolutely not. I am someone who steals from him on a regular basis, but I do always write it in the liner notes of my CDs. I stole this from Sam Palafian, so I at least give him the citation.
Well, let's keep going with the music. We're definitely going to get into the history of Sam as we go
sure.
on the show, but
sure,
let's hear a little bit more from him now.
Right after Sam did a couple of crossover CDs with Empire Brass, one of them featured the guitarist you just heard, Frank Vignola, and Telarc Records asked them to do something together. Frank was always a big Django Reinhardt fan, as you heard. Micro's a Django tune, and so was Sam, and so it was really good language for them that was just common. They fell right into it, and they recorded a lot of great Django tunes. Mm-hmm. Here's the other side of Django. This is a beautiful ballad called Nuage. Thank you.
Harlem Globetrotters theme.
Done a little differently, but yeah.
Sweet Georgia Brown. You know, I always heard that that was actually the song to test players before Cherokee came around.
I'd never heard that, but I absolutely believe it.
That was off the album. Was that off the album, Travel?
Actually, that's off the first one. That's okay, off the first album that was called Traveling Light.
Yeah.
And it was actually the first track on Traveling Light. And I'm telling you, we all stole those licks, man. And tuba players around the world have stolen those licks ever since. So, and we freely acknowledge it.
If you're just tuning in to Dry River Jazz, we are celebrating the life of Sam Palafian.
Yep.
Tuba player extraordinaire, mentor to the great Jim Shear.
To many, many people, you know. I mean, he was a founding member of Empire Brass, which was a pioneering classical chamber music group. Mm-hmm. But it was also a group that really pushed the boundaries of what was considered classical. I think one of the best stories, I told it the other day on Leora's Intermezzo show, and I want to tell it here too because it was so profound. This was posted right after Sam passed. And Jeff Kernow posted this story on the internet right after Sam passed. So I was just going to read you the story real quick, and then we'll listen to the track that he talks about because this is Sam in a nutshell. It absolutely is. Jeff Kernow wrote, it was the summer of 1992, and the Empire Brass was in the middle of recording Empire Brass on Broadway, a collection of classic Broadway arrangements from Hello Dolly to Les Mis. Everyone in the group had a solo feature but me, the other trumpet, he says in quotes. He said, the producers at Telarc questioned why I wasn't going to have a solo tune on the disc, and Rolf told them I simply wasn't ready. He assured them that I would perhaps be ready for that venture on the next CD project. The day before we were scheduled to wrap up, Sam pulled me aside and asked me if there was a particular Broadway tune I'd like to do if I did get a chance to solo. I thought Put on a Happy Face from Bye Bye Birdie would be funny since I was the most pessimistic guy in the band. We wrapped up the final season the next day, and everyone in the group packed up to leave. Rolf was always the first one out of the building. On my way out the door, Sam called me back into the studio and told me to wait in the booth. About 15 minutes later, he came into the booth and said, let's lay down your tune, just you, me, and the set player. So we threw together an arrangement to Put on a Happy Face with me singing and playing. At the end of the session, he told me to keep it a secret. About 3 months later, Rolf gets the first pressing of Empire Brass on Broadway delivered to his house, discovers a second trumpet feature, and flies into an absolute rage. That afternoon, Sam calls me and tells me that Rolf will eventually calm down and congratulates me on being the first second trumpet player in the Empire Brass to actually have a solo feature on a CD. He said, that was Sam, and I feel like the luckiest guy in the world today because I have that story to tell. I'll miss him very much. And that was Jeff Kernow. It was posted on a music business website. And that's a perfect – that's Sam in a capsule right there. And I will tell you that publicly, Sam Palafian would never have told that story. And privately, he probably would have told a much better version of that story. But it's a great track, and you'll hear how loose it is and how he plays and how Jeff plays with him. I mean, it's just a little conversation, and they just threw it together for this album because Sam wanted to give this new trumpet player a chance.
Are gonna clear up, put on a happy face, brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face, take off that gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style, you'll look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile, pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin, wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin, and spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Wipe off that full of doubt look and spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy, forget your troubles, come on, get happy, put on a happy face.
Thank you.
The album Cooking with Frank and Sam, Sam Palafian, of course, and Frank Vignola.
Kind of Miles Davis like you never heard it before.
I don't know. That sounded exactly like Miles to me. What are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure Miles never played with a banjo, man.
I know we've talked about this album before, and I still love it. For every song, there is a recipe associated with it.
There is, and they're for real, man. Sam was a serious cook. He loved to do it. Frank apparently likes to cook, too. I don't know Frank near as well. I've met him a couple of times. But yeah, they don't. There's no program notes in here. There's just the recipes, and then in parentheses, which song it goes with. So this Dig has sweet potato pie. That's
sweet
a recipe
potato
for sweet potato
pie, yeah.
But it's, they're real recipes. They're
I do love
tested
the simplicity,
and true,
but
man.
You got yourself a pie. Right before that, we had Mambo Number 5.
Yeah, that's from the Dos Amigos album. That's the tubist I mentioned earlier. Pat Sheridan. Pat had left the Marine Band. He was tuba soloist in the President's Own Marine Band.
Wow.
And he took a little bit different path. He went to Michigan and did an MBA and kind of combined the business aspects with how to market yourself as a solo tubist, which is not something a lot of people do. And he actually ended up relocating to Tempe, where Sam was teaching. Sam, after he left Empire Brass, he had been teaching at Boston University for many years, taught a little bit at Berkeley, but he relocated to ASU, became the tuba professor at Arizona State University, and had built this incredible studio. And so Pat kind of came out and was hanging out, but touring quite a bit. But he and Sam off and on started working together, and that led to a couple of educational projects, one called Breathing Gym and another one called Brass Gym. And they also started playing together as a duo, which they called Dos Amigos, and that's from that first Dos Amigos album.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, but you can hear, I mean, they're stacking the parts up like crazy, and there's a lot of stereo separation. If you listen to that in headphones, it's really, it just sounds awesome.
It was very cool. I put it on the headphones, and I can attest to what Jim is saying, so I love that set of music, by the way. I went from a Broadway show tune to Lou Bega to, of course, Miles Davis.
Miles Davis.
It just made sense.
Yeah, and I got a little more Miles Davis for you. This is working with Chuck Moronic and some other people from the ASU, Arizona State, from the School of Music there. And they redid the Miles Davis Nonet project. And of course, with Sam anchoring the tuba chair, you know, it's just all fantastic. They did some charts that weren't on the album. They did some other charts. They reworked some of the charts a little bit, but they were working with the basic stuff. So they were working with the original Gil Evans charts, the real original Jerry Mulligan and Chuck Israel, the tune Israel, sorry.
Right.
Johnny Carisi wrote mm-hmm. that, and Gil Evans wrote the chart. They were working with those charts, but they expanded them out. So the tune Israel, Johnny Carisi loved to write for tuba, and he wrote this little line for the original tubist, Bill Barber, who was a great player in New York, but was not a big improviser. So he had a little line to play. And so when they recut this out at Arizona State, they expanded it out, and you get to hear Sam play a nice solo over Israel. This is the solo that should have been on Miles Davis' Birth of the Cool project.
Thank you. Thank you.
From the 1998 release Meltdown, the Palladium Project, that was I Mean You.
Thelonious Sphere Monk.
There you go.
Scott Zimmer on the saxophone, man. Serious player.
That was amazing.
Yeah, this whole album is short band. It's all just sax, tuba, and drums. No chords of any kind. Nobody filling in. There's no place to hide. Yeah. And they kind of do this intersection of rock and roll and classical and jazz. So there's a there's a Captain Beefheart tune on here.
There's
some classical crossover stuff where they explore improvisation on Ravel and things like that. It's really interesting.
It makes sense, though, because you were telling me earlier that Sam was actually on Pink Floyd's The Wall.
He absolutely was. Yeah, he was the studio musician called in. He's the tuba player on The Wall. Absolutely. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he did a lot of studio work in New York for quite some time. And so he played with a pretty diverse array of people, first and last. That's some where he's really featured and some where he's, you know, more background player.
That's not a bad gig.
No, not a bad gig at all.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to keep the tribute going with some more incredible music. What do we got coming up here?
Reach back. Kim Poplowski is this amazing clarinet player. You heard him briefly on Micro. This is a clarinet feature. This is a Dixieland standard called China Boy, but the way Sam and Kim recorded it, they kind of flipped the idea, and instead of the tuba always being the background instrument, tuba gets to be featured.
Hey.
And then we'll show you the other side and how Sam could be, you know, the solid bass of a group. One of the early Summit Record projects that came out was called Trumpets in Stride. It was a bunch of New York trumpet players with Sam and a piano player. And you'll hear Black Bottom Stomp, where he's just playing the bass. It's a great Jelly Roll Morton tune, but Sam's the bottom of that band. Thank you.
Mooch, one of my all-time favorite Duke Ellington songs. Sometimes it's my favorite of all time.
Well, it's a good one. It's a lovely choice. It's New York Trumpet Ensemble, five amazing trumpet players, Mark Gould, Marvin Stamm, Chris Gecker, David Bilger, Tom Boltrager, and Sam Palafian driving the band on tuba. And Mark Shane on piano, who's a New York player that doesn't get out enough. He's an amazing piano player in that beautiful stride style. The whole album's like that. It's called Trumpets in Stride, and it's just this great stride piano with tuba on the bottom and these really cool charts. So,
well, we are continuing our celebration of the life of the great Sam Palafian. What have we got coming up next?
Well, there's no way to properly prepare you for what's coming next, so we're just going to have to just dive right into it.
This sounds like something, just by the title, this sounds like something I would have picked out and played anyway.
The further they went working together, the tubists we were talking about earlier, Pat Sheridan and Sam, started doing a lot of much more free, open improvisations and really experimenting with the limits of their horns and the style and everything else. So this is from a later album they called Big Bottom Band, and it's called the Space Viking Mambo. Thank you.
It took a while to get to the Viking part, but it certainly lived up
to it. The Vikings come in at the end for sure.
I was digging the whole spaceship mambo on the mothership, crazy stuff. That one's going in the rotation, Jim.
That's a strong performer. You know, they're pretty fearless when it comes to it. And seriously, that's one of the more tame tracks on that album.
You know, I'm going to pull some stuff from that album, without a doubt. Space Viking Mambo.
Sure.
We are celebrating the life of the great Sam Palafian. We have one more track to play. Jim, I think it's only appropriate that you go ahead and handle this one on your own.
Sure. My pleasure. I was trying to think of what would be the perfect fitting tune to end with. And, you know, as tuba players, we spend a lot of our time at the bottom of the orchestra. We've touched tonight on Sam playing in the Empire Brass and all this great jazz stuff he did. Sam is also, of course, a very serious classical player and spent a lot of his life playing with orchestras. He played on the world premiere of Leonard Bernstein's Mass. He was the tubist invited to be in that performance. So this guy cuts a wide swath in the world of music. And I thought we'd go out with a piece that has no improvisation on it and didn't in the original either. When the Miles Davis Nonet created the recordings that became the album Birth of the Cool, one of the tunes they did was kind of an unlikely one. It was a Glenn Miller tune. It was actually written by Miller's pianist, Chummy McGregor. It was a lovely tune called Moon Dreams. But when the Nonet came to it, Gil Evans rearranged this and explored harmony and intricate writing in such a way that it becomes a totally different tune. And the coolest thing for us as tuba players is how Gil wrote for the tuba in that Nonet. You got tuba, trombone, bari sax, French horn, and then, of course, alto sax and trumpet. But you got four pretty low voices all together, and he weaves them in and out. And the tuba actually weaves up above the other instruments and up and down. And this is just a perfect example of Sam and his control and knowing when to come out and when to just be the bottom of the band and when to, oh, here's a line. Nobody on the original album and on the recreation, nobody has a solo. This is all about Gil Evans writing and sort of paying homage to that. And that's Sam in a nutshell. He knew when to be a star, and he knew when to be that supporting tuba player.